And welcome back. We have Tim Alexander here. We had an interesting question in the last hour about, just at the very last segment here, not only a question regarding a surgeon that developed a technique for spinal cord reattachment, which is good. I mean, especially because I know research in Eastern Europe where they use olfactory bulb cells and they transplant them are getting some partial or more advanced results, combined with other types of treatments like stem cell support therapies, hyperbaric oxygen, and maybe growing the cells in a cell culture, they may even have better results. We have a question
are
by Tom.
Are they getting cures now so that the person can...
The person that called me just said that he has a surgeon friend who apparently has noticed this in a news report, so they're going to send it forward to me and we'll talk about it in a future show. Functional medicine includes everything. I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain surgery, worked in the ICU and the burn unit intensive care. There are great things that medicine supplies nobody else has, but there's lots of things that are inappropriate. 80% of drugs are inappropriate 80% of the time. One-third of surgery is inappropriate, but there's lots of times when a surgical approach or microsurgical or using things like stem cell transplants would be very appropriate. And they're not being done. And some of these are not expensive to do. For example, what Dr. Chris Centeno does at his clinic in Regenerex in Grand Cayman Islands, he was offering at first in Colorado and Broomfield as a first in America stem cell and platelet-rich plasma first about 20 years ago, and then I worked with him on an IRB research panel, and then stem cell transplants with his colleagues, Dr. Thacker. And these are top doctors. They contribute on their primary books on pain research, etc. And the FDA said that you can't take bone marrow or stem cells and multiply them in a lab more than 24 hours and then give them back because they're considered a drug then. So he had to move his clinic to the Grand Cayman Islands, which is crazy. It could increase the cost by 3 times because you got to fly there, stay 2 weeks, draw your bone marrow, multiply it in their lab, and then give it back to you in the C-arm in your spinal cord or your other areas.
Well, the Caymans aren't that far. You fly over Cuba. I've been there.
Right. So the point is that the government always interferes. Health and Human Services interferes. The attorneys interfere with malpractice suits. The state medical boards interfere with uneducated numbskulls that don't have the expertise, even in their own specialties in advanced areas of research, say cardiology.
Yeah, but you've got to take care of Big Pharma. You know, those
Big Pharma's part of it, yeah. But
they don't have a new $60 million coverage yet for each of the top people in the organizations to fly around in.
Yeah, but they get away with it because the main contributors to the medical schools and to the residency programs, et cetera, are Big Pharma. And, in fact, they even report me. I remember I had a drug rep.
It's a Big Pharma scam, and it started with old man Rockefeller about 100 years ago.
It's not as bad in Canada or other Western countries, but it's bad. In Colorado, I had a drug rep come into my office back in 2003, and she said, well, you're not using our drug or our competitors. I said, how would you know that? And she actually pulled out data in a roughly 50-page report with pie graphs and histograms and charts. I said, my God. I said, you're either psychic or whatever. I said, where'd you get the data? She said, you used your drug enforcement authority number. I said, you got to be kidding. I said, well, where'd you get the data? We bought it from a company in Ohio. I said, how would people in Ohio know about my data? I said, because they get all the data. I said, you're kidding. And they sold it back, and actually they said they were thinking about going and filing a complaint to the Board of Medical Examiners that I wasn't prescribing their HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor or their competitors. I said, you've got to be kidding. I said, we give you pens and free samples. I said, you know what? Have you ever watched the movie or read the book, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? I said, well, you do not want Mr. Hyde to show up. I said, I think I have a feeling, you know, under my skin that he's going to start showing up. So, I mean, I said, you might want to grab your briefcase and your stuff and get out of the office quickly, because if he shows up, who knows what could happen.
A cousin of mine was vice president for a big pharmaceutical firm, and another cousin was a big shot for yet another firm, and my brother and one of his best friends were pharmaceutical salesmen. And you know, I've heard all the inside stuff, and it's really disgusting.
Well,
by the way,
but
when I was a volunteer fireman, one afternoon, it's summertime, and I'm Michelle and I hadn't bought our house yet. We were living in an apartment. And I had my walkie-talkie with me. I was just out back of the apartment in the pool. And the walkie-talkie didn't always work just perfect. And I hear something come across. I'm thinking, I wonder if that was for us. And I hear a siren off in the distance. Yeah. So I get out of the pool, run in the house, put a pair of shoes on, pull shorts over my wet trunk and a shirt, go out to the car. And about that time, down the country road comes the fire truck. And I put my blue light on, follow it, and go to another swimming pool were two boys about 18, 19, and their two girlfriends had jumped in. Now, the pool ended up, it was owned by a few years later by neighbors of mine, but the hotel or the apartment complex, but the pool was cloudy. And these guys are showing off, and one dives in. Well, it's shallow. He can't see that area. Wasn't deep. Right. And he broke his neck. And naturally, being a big guy, I'm always one of the guys that has to go in. And we followed the protocol so carefully because you can break your neck but not sever the spinal column.
Right, if you take care of maintain alignment, right.
Yeah, but if you... Yeah, I mean, we did everything we could, but he was already... His breathing was not right. He could not feel a pin. We finally got him on a stretcher or a backboard and, you know, the whole bit, and got him on a stretcher. And
right.
And the sheriff's department is there, and one of them comes up to me and asks, do we need the coroner? I said, well, not yet, but I said, hang on, you know. They got him in the ambulance. They've got the life phone, the bio phone. They're working on him before they leave, and the little girls are... There, his girlfriend and the other gal are crying their eyes out. He survived. He went to my church for years. He died young. He was, I don't know, maybe late 20s or 30 when he died. Of course, he was paralyzed from the neck down. He had a wheelchair with a straw, electric wheelchair, and he
right.
could maneuver it around.
Right.
Very sad to see him every Sunday.
Tim, I'm going to make a little aside here. I was an innovative scientist before I went into medicine, and I got whacked down numerous times by my so-called medical colleagues. Now, I know that Trey Gowdy says don't insult people to try to change their mind because they dig their heels in more, but I don't know what to do when the medical system should have moved forward and introduced, for example, do you know this research on spinal cord research from Hungary that has been successful with olfactory bulb transplants? If this doctor is here in America, this guy Alan come from Nevada, if the surgeon's actually doing it, kudos for him, but it takes forever in America to get any advances or even available elsewhere in, say, China or Russia or Europe. It's craziness.
Well,
and if you try to do it here in this country, in this god-awful country, if you try to do anything innovative, even if it's successful elsewhere, you're going to get persecuted, delicensed, or God knows what will happen to you.
The reason for that is similar when I was a senior consultant in the aerospace industry. The big firms have a lock, okay? And they want to keep the little guys out. Even
well, that's
the little
they...
guys have invented a mousetrap that's the best in human history. That mousetrap isn't going to be see the light of day if they have their way about it.
Or it'll be a light of day in 20 or 30 years.
I sat
beside a senior technician for one of the major computer companies. I won't mention which one it was. But they had already designed by the late 90s fiber optic and or not circuits for a supercomputer. It's a laptop. So it didn't need electrical circuits on this microprocessor. It was down to what's called quantum parallel processing. So you could have a laptop that would process faster than the mainframe computer that would take, even today, a room-sized supercomputer. And I was asking him, I said, well, when are you going to release this? Oh, we've got a release date for technology for the next century. So they have technology that's already a century ahead of what we have. They're not demo going to release it the same way as tokamak fusion reactors. After I needled Lockheed Martin over and over again on the air, after 7 years, last February, they released information about tokamak fusion reactors that are basically the Chinese 4 years ago announced they're going to mine helium-3 from the moon from their own space project and create helium fusion reactors here on Earth to replace fission reactors, which are dangerous as hell, leave radioisotopes, and always vent off tritium, thorium, and other isotopes. Chinese are just sick and tired of this tier one science being hidden like we in the West.
Look, Tesla gave us free energy. Dr. Royal Raymond Rife gave us a cure for a wide variety of diseases, including metastasized.
Well, they had to do a trial and error to get the frequencies. You can get his Rife frequency tables, or you can go on Amazon and get books about the tables of different frequencies.
Yeah, I know.
I have the Metapathia machine that can actually tell you with an oscilloscope the exact frequency, harmonic resonant to treat your illness. That's available right now. You can do your own research with a metapathy machine. You can use resonant technology for microcurrent, light therapy, sound, etc.
Well, you should push it, because I'll tell you.
Well, I just got my lecture approved, and I made a videotape this weekend on it.
Over half a century ago,
yeah.
we took a fork in the road because
Rothschild's Big Pharma, Rockefeller,
the good road. We took the bad road.
Rockefeller and Foundation did that.
I know. And, you know, my wife was among countless millions that have died because of that.
Oh, yeah, the same with cancer. Listen, I've supported financially lawsuits for the Brzezinski Foundation, which I've known for 30 years, Dr. Brzezinski and his son, in Houston, developing anti-neoplastins and gene-based cancer treatment. It's taken 30 years in lawsuits and even suing, and I've contributed financially to the suits of the State Board, Medical Examiner, doctors, a bunch of criminals, and the federal government interfering with his research. Now, of course, they're collaborating in research over the past 15 years or so, proving that Jeanine Jay's cancer therapy is the only way to treat cancer. You got to know the genetics of what the cancer is. We have labs like in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with gene probes that can tell you precisely what genes are turned on or off causing your cancer. So, you know what? I don't know what to say. I can tell you one thing. It is insulting, but you know the best thing I can get people to do, even if they're insulted, is get them to ask questions. Because, you see, most of these people have not, whether they have PhDs or triple MDs or whatever specialties, or whether they're lawyers or whatever in area, the best way to get through their very thick skulls is to get them to ask questions. Cross-examine them, get them to ask the questions themselves, because if they ask enough questions, they realize they can't dig in their heels and stick their heels in and say, well, I'm right no matter what. I'm going to vote for Hillary no matter what. I'm thinking, are you kidding? I'm going to vote for hell on earth no matter what. I want another term of Obama. You know, I want to have more terrorism. I want to go to the Mall of the Americas and have my wife.
Which was another perverted term of Bush, too.
Right. I want to go to the Mall of Americas and have somebody blow up a radiological bomb from dirty radioisotopes from cancer treatment centers. Or I want to go to a stadium and have somebody blow up a nail bomb and penetrate me and my wife and kids when we're at the stadium.
Well, let's talk about, in a month we've had Orlando, the massacre at Orlando. We've had the massacre of policemen in Dallas. We've had the massacre of, 84 civilians and hundreds injured in Nice, France. We've had another massacre of policemen in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
By the way, we have a caller we've been putting on hold. I forgot to pick him up. But it might tie in with this, with Tom in Florida. It says 3, Jewish infiltration of the Republican Party.
Yes, sir. I want to give you guys a little bit of medical facts. I want to ask you, gentlemen, the man brought up the name Nikola Tesla. Have you ever heard of a man called Edward Lee Scallion?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Here in Homestead, Florida?
Oh, yeah.
I want to tell you something. In 1935, they could have ended all this nonsense if they would have put those two men together. If they would have put Nikola Tesla and Edward Scallion in a room for 24 hours, the whole world would have been changed like we would have never could have believed in a billion years. And I'll tell you who Edward Lee Scallion was. He was a 95-year-old man. He had a spine. And he was lifting up 10-ton boulders. Are you gentlemen familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Okay, he's familiar with Scallion. He could have had all the medical breakthroughs in Tesla, like you said, with electricity. And I want to tell you, you're talking about
Scallion and the coral castles that we're talking about, right?
Right.
That's correct. His name was Emily Scallion. He was moving 10-ton boulders at night.
Yeah, harmonic resonance, okay? And by the way, that technology was what they used to build the pyramid, because we know from the so-called scam artists around the pyramids of Giza that we don't have the technology today to even build one of those.
Have you ever been to the Coral Castle, sir?
No, I haven't been, but I read about it and heard about it a lot.
Well, I live right down the street from it. I can tell you all about it. It's kind of a spectacular little place. Nothing really much to see, but it's very spectacular when you realize a 95-pound man was moving 10 to 12-ton boulders, and he actually balanced one 10-ton boulder on the bicycle axle of a Schwinn bicycle that is perfectly balanced, and the greatest scientists in the world couldn't do it today.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Now, let's get back to Nikola Tesla. We know in 1935, these two gentlemen were both on this earth together. At that time frame, and that they say December 1st of 1935, there was a guy on this planet named Tesla, and there was a guy named Scallion. If they would have had some brains and put these two guys in a room, they would sit down and actually communicate with each other on their philosophies of power, the thing you're talking about, even in medically, when you're speaking of that, the whole world would have been drastically changed.
Yeah, but there's a lot of situations like that right now on Earth. I teach in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I've been communicating on and off for years now with the head of the founder of the Academy, Dr. Ron Klatz. Now, you have to understand, when 3 years ago they had the International World Economic Forum in the Qatar at the Burj Dubai Hotel. They brought 72 leaders, world leaders, in their own private aircraft, own private limos, etc., to have a conference, and they actually had stacked the conference on transhumanism and anti-aging, so they wanted to completely suppress and actually punish doctors and scientists for doing any life extension technology and push transhumanism. Now, the only one who was actually fighting against this was Dr. Klatz, because he realized that the powers that be, including the medical system, the geopolitical system, and the globalists, do not want to have people live longer and healthy. They don't want to have 100-year-olds winning, races. They don't want to have them winning chess matches at 130. They do not want people without disease at 90, not on 9 drugs, and in dementia, drooling in a senior home before they expire.
They want people dead, not living.
They want them sick first. They want them
to... Hey, gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. What was the greatest medical breakthrough in the last 100 years? What was the greatest thing that happened to man?
Well, I would say Dr. Nakamats. I'm Dr. Raymond Rice.
Where was he from?
Well, he was out west. He was curing a wide variety of different late-stage cancers with his Rice therapy. And a variety of diseases. That's what I was talking about a minute ago. We didn't go down that path because
what we're doing is I'm resurrecting and going beyond that.
I'll agree with you on that, but I would put him in the top five. The greatest breakthrough was the bear aspirin. If you only think about the bear aspirin and what they were trying to do with the bear aspirin when the gentleman from Germany invented the bear aspirin, they didn't even want that aspirin to come out because, like you said, they wanted to kill off the population of the Germans. But this gentleman, and I can't remember his name offhand, Mr. Bear, I can't remember his first name, that was the greatest medical breakthrough. Now, think about it. I want you to study the bear aspirin and how many millions and millions of lives it had saved, but actually they didn't want that aspirin to come out when it did. Think about that.
Yeah, well, I would just
agree. And the Germans had the greatest medical minds, even in 1940, but they were being what was going on in World War II. But there was medical breakthroughs going in Germany that were astronomical compared to the rest of the world.
Okay, hold up just a second, Dan. Can you just... hold our caller for a second so I can respond, okay? Firstly, the greatest discovery, I believe, was Rife. And the reason why Rife ended up in a psychiatric institution and depressed was because he had discovered something which I'm representing, and I did a PowerPoint of my presentation that I turned into a video this weekend of a starting draft. It's not the final lecture, but it's a draft. Now, Dr. Bruce Lipton was very busy, but I'll have him on probably in the next month. Called The Biology of Belief. Now, a lot of people think he's a cracker, you know, he's out of his mind and all this stuff. But what he did is October of last year, he had a 10th anniversary book, October 13th, 2015, about his biology of belief. And he shows that the conformational proteins of regulatory proteins are changed via photons. Now, my theory goes considerably further than that. I presented my first lecture on what's called phonon maser biophysics in 1982. That's a few years ago, isn't it, Tim? That lecture, let me explain, was to Dr. Stanley Rollins and a number of biophysicists and 42 MDs and specialists in Calgary, Alberta. And I'd been working for several years with a PhD electrical engineer after I got devices from Europe and pulse magnetic field. We're doing research on my own on pain and regeneration. I'll give you an example. One of my first big ahas is I had a firefighter who had very bad bone spurs. I brought him downstairs to our x-ray device, and he had really bad spine. And these guys do a thing called a combat maneuver, which you see, you have to pull somebody out a window and do all kinds of things up and down a ladder, and it just wrecks their spine. And he had all these horrible bone spurs and a lot of degenerative changes to his spine, so I put him in our pulse magnetic machine and put him on a TENS, and he regenerated. I couldn't believe it, so I tried to build a machine. I had a black box machine with different frequencies, and after I broke the code after 6 months, I built them, and I have patents on it. The first machine called the DynaTENS. First morphogenic field machine in the world, which I didn't construct or build, but I have it. I'll be back in a minute. I want to finish this story so you understand. The greatest mind was Rife.
Freedom Party. Urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus, Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. What you have to understand is that, first, the aspirin is definitely not the miracle. It's basically similar to anti-inflammatories that the natives knew here in North America from pine bark and willow bark, which basically poisons your platelets. So it does reduce blood viscosity, but it's not the miracle cure. The real issue is biophotonics. Now, I'm going to explain this. You're at the end of your telomeres. Your telomeres at the end of your chromosomes, little buttons. The length of your chromosome telomeres and their function and their structure. If you have long, healthy telomeres, means you're pumping out biophotons.
It means you'll live longer than people with short.
Well, right? Let me explain how it works. The biophotons affect the ion channels that regulate minerals. Minerals are like the dark keys on the keyboard of your controlling your genes. And if the minerals are present, they induce microRNAs and changes in conformational proteins through resonant frequencies that actually turn on and off genes. So, for example, when your hair turns gray, it's a manganese-dependent enzyme that shuts down the production of melanin in your hair. So if your hair is turning gray, it's because you're getting basically the ion channels in your hair follicles are being shut down, so they will not, even if it's in the bloodstream, will not accept manganese into the nucleoplasm to turn on the genes to actually transcribe the proteins.
So now, taking also, manganese is not going to help you.
Now, your telomeres also pump out a frequency, a harmonic resonant frequency that tells how to build the structure of an organ. So to build a heart and fold it and, you know, create the tube and fold the tube and do all these other things, which is like origami, if you want to call it genetic origami, That genetic origami of creating collagen and folding it and doing all these other things, whether it's making bones or your jaw or teeth or enamel, is all based on genetic resonant frequencies. So there's two types, primarily frequencies. The third type of frequency regulates the production of structural and enzymatic proteins and the production of nutrients. Now, if you have epigenetics that shut down specific enzyme pathways, it can be transmitted at least 3 to 4 generations. So if you make one generation of mice deficient in zinc, it takes 4 generations to reach the Kmax activity of the maximum enzyme activity of zinc metalloenzymes. This study is in research as was published as long ago as the early 1980s, U.S. Department of Agriculture. So what I'm saying here is the greatest discovery was Rife. Now, the reason why Rife is so important, along with Tesla, and Tesla got access to a book through the Vatican Library that was written in ancient Sumeria, and they actually translated it. And what they found was what's called the resonant frequencies of the orbs, or the stars, or the planets out there. So he knew darn well that everything he said, and one of the statements by Tesla was, everything in the universe is resonance, even the higher dimensional planes of the spirit reality.
Right, if you want to understand the universe, think frequency,
right, now,
vibration.
Now, your friend Dr. Nakamura did a demo for you for a five-sided gravitonic harmonic resonant magnetic system, and actually
that was Hal Watchpress.
Watch Press, okay, that's the guy. But Nakamats also had an energy system.
Well, Nakamats and I set up to about, I don't know, 3:30 in my hotel room one night.
How many years ago was that?
My wife was still alive. I'd say 20, maybe.
So, okay, so 20 years ago, you're sitting down with Dr. Nakamats, who has more patents than Edison, by the way. He is...
More than any human being in history.
That's ever lived, yeah, Nakamats. So you sit down with this guy.
And I could hold my own with him, which was kind of amazed me because, but we sat and I
well,
was
Well, you're good at asking questions, even if you're not in that area of science. And if you have enough questions, see, this is how you pull people out of their paradigms. It's, you know, if people will take an insult to realize they don't know something, which I don't know and I'm researching things, and I realize that the medical system and training that they gave me in medical school was stupid because I taught myself quantum mechanics before I went into medicine and before I did my oceanography research, and I realized they weren't dealing with environmental issues of toxins, genetics, epigenetics, whatever, in medical school, and I'd ask questions from our so-called experts. Why does one person turn diabetic, another one get heart disease, someone else gets dementia? And it's not just genetics, it's epigenetics, it's scalar radiation, because I saw people blasted with radiation. I worked around it. I saw people exposed to high energy and magnetic fields having all kinds of nasty effects in their bodies. And this, Dr. Nakamats, what did he demonstrate for you, Tim?
It really wasn't so much demonstrating. We talked about a lot of things, but two things in particular stood out. I came up with, I was talking to him about a concept of mine for doing video over broadband internet. That was before they were doing it. And how to make it work. Well, it's since been done. He had invented... I had been working on this VTOL family of aircraft, and he had something like that. That's how we got in contact with one another. But he had a engine that ran off water, and basically,
that's like the other water engine guy that came out a few years ago.
Well, but you know, you're talking Nakamats. You're not talking about some guy out in the wilderness. You're talking about somebody that
the top guy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlined gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tim, I think it's important. By the way, this other caller had another comment that was tied not to this stuff about the greatest discoveries in terms of medical, but people should understand that everything in the public forum, whether it's preached by religious leaders, by political leaders, by scientists, by the medical system, by the legal system, everything is BS. And the real discoveries that could solve our environmental issues, our food issues, our geopolitical issues, for example, with the current internet and iPhones and iPads and everything, there should be direct democracy already. We should have nobody in elected office that votes for any bills. It should be the public. We should have no bill longer than 10 pages with one subject, one object, all written, by the way, in grade 8 level English, so that anybody can make a decision whether they approve or disapprove of something, and bills could be passed instead of this big giant summer session when all kinds of terrible things are happening, like the Zika virus, and nobody's funding the research. And the research should go to, quote, universities. It should go to individuals that are actually making innovative change and can prove it. Because have the innovative changes in the universities solved the problem with cancer? No, Dr. Brzezinski has. Do you think innovative changes happen in any industry by committees or by large industry groups? No. They're solved by individuals. an individual swim against the tide because the system doesn't want it, wants to protect itself. That's why industrial medicine like Kaiser medicine here in California is disgusting.
Well, let me tell you what happened with that, with Nakamats, okay? He had this invention that basically you would fill your gas tank up with water, and it
hydrolyzes the water molecules and hydrogen and oxygen to create
fuel. Right, and it burns hydrogen. You only have to make an adjustment to the Venturi valves, and it hydrogen is a great fuel for internal combustion engines.
Right.
So the pollution is a little water vapor. Okay. Absolutely great. Now, he told me that a group of Jewish investors from London, and he described them, and I would say they were cut out for the Rothschild Empire, but had offered him just an insane amount of money. And I said, well, Dr. Nakamats, they're dealing with you with respect because you're very famous, you're very well connected. I mean, very well connected. I could tell you stories about that. But I said, you best take their money, because if you don't, they'll deal with your next of kin. And we kind of looked at one another eye to eye, and he says, yes, I think you're right. And I said, we will never speak of this again, because there's always non-disclosure agreements, you know. I said, we'll never speak of this again. And we haven't. And by the way, you can't go out and buy his invention. it would have put the oil companies out of business. And
well, the oil companies are the current currency of the world. It's even more so than gold. Gold is screwed up by using paper. For example, if they called in the notes and all the paper notes about gold, there's not enough gold in the world to supply the paper notes where they're manipulating the price of gold.
Not even maybe 5 cents, not even 5 cents on a dollar. I mean,
So the point is, they screwed up.
0.5 cents on a dollar.
That's why you want gold by the gram and the carat bars, because it's actual gold that's in your possession, not a paper note. And the reason why they've done this is they want to keep the price of gold suppressed, so not $10,000 or $20,000 an ounce, which is what it would be otherwise. And the same way with energy, they don't want.
They're losing that battle. I mean, it's becoming harder and harder to keep it suppressed anymore because.
Well, that's why we have 100 cryptocurrencies in the world. It was like Bitcoin a few years ago. Now it's 100 worldwide, and even the Fed Reserve is talking about the Fed coin. This is all manipulation by globalists to try to desperately maintain control over a population where they can't. And even if they try to put a, quote, throttle back the internet and control, alternative broadcasting, we just find of encrypting our messages, so we get it out anyway. And if they want to try to jail us, guess what? Me and many others that are very innovative will release all kinds of technologies much more dangerous than guns. So if they want to try to get our guns, they're going to back a bullet at a time, plus we'll make much more dangerous than bullet weapons to take care of the people that are trying to suppress and control us. It's not going to happen. People need to know that, and that's why when people like Nakamats and these others back off, what they really need to do is stop being so nice. Taking the money is being nice. I'm not being nice by releasing my video talking about Reibman Reif's research and resonant frequency therapy to actually reverse cancer.
You know, a lot of that that you're talking about really is quantum physics.
Yeah, well, of course it is, and that's the problem you see is whatever the solution, and I tell people, you don't get keep people changed by criticizing their conclusions, you're criticizing by asking the right questions and prove to them that they haven't asked the right questions, therefore they're making wrong conclusions. When you tell people a criticism and just say you're stupid, that doesn't help. What you can say is you've made a wrong conclusion, but here's the questions you should ask. Why do we have a healthcare system where more people are getting diabetic and obese now than 10 or 20 years ago? Why do we have a healthcare system where more people are getting bypasses? Heart failure is increasing 400% faster than any other heart disease. Why do we have dementia clinics like now they have a walk for Alzheimer's where there's 5 million people currently alive with Alzheimer's in America, 5 million, and it's increasing at an enormous pace? Do you think genetically modified food stack vaccines and stealth viruses, including from vaccines growing in your brain tissue, might be a factor? You think your medical profession, your doctors, your
Champaign, Illinois, this last week, their background radiation was over 500 times.
Yeah, no. You're talking about, listen, you know who you're quoting? And this is really disturbing, too. You're talking about veterans today. These people are nuts, okay? I'm going to call them up. You know why? Because I called these characters. I said, come on my show. Give me the source of your data. Where's your radiation?
I know. I handled it. Okay. He wouldn't do it.
you can't quote their stuff. So when they say 500, I can tell you my radiation detector here is wavering a bit. It runs down to as low as 25 or 30 CPM. It may go up to 50. We're not seeing major surges where the radiation is present when it hits North America. As the 25 to 35,000 feet where I've had numerous people from the past 3.5 years, since I did my test with my radiation detector in an aircraft going to Portland, Oregon, and it shot up like a rocket from roughly 50 CPM over 2,000 when we got to 26,000 feet and within 200 miles of Portland, Oregon. What people need to know is the Malaysian flights that fly from Malaysia to Vancouver, Canada, can only do one flight crew per month because their hair falls out and they're getting sores because the radiation is still spewing out of there, and it goes to high altitude. And it comes down, by the way, when it rains. When it's not raining out west here, if it rains over Indiana, for example, or Ohio, that's when it's going to drop out of the sky and make you have radioactive milk and cheese. Okay? So you're not going to get truth from the government. You're not going to get truth from the medical profession. You're not going to get truth from the lawyers. Just so that's why we had Dr. Fred Graves on with Jurisdictionary. And this other gentleman wanted to talk about how there's, quote, Jewish infiltration of the Republican Party. Look, we talked about this with Tex Mars, and I can tell you the spiritual attacks I could feel after we did our talk with Tex over a couple of weeks, talking about, you know, the holy serpent of the Jews. People need to understand that 100% of the rabbis in North America and the Western world are all believers in the Sephiroth Zira, the Talmud of Babylon, and all this other crazy garbage. And if you think Islam is crazy, you got to read these books and you go, my God, I mean, Islam is mild compared to the craziness in the Talmud of Babylon.
Well, why people are confused, you see, they're told that the Khazar Jews
they're not Jews anyway. The word Jew means appraiser. They're not Jews.
Their religion is not the same. Nothing like
it. Has nothing to do with the ancient Hebrews. Has nothing, zero, nada. Other than the fact that they try to claim that they're kind of descendants of Abraham when they're not even genetic descendants. But they're not spiritual descendants either. I don't care. They can be Mongolians or Japanese, but they're not spiritual descendants either. The genetics doesn't matter. If you're Native American and you're a follower of Yeshua and follow the precepts of the commandments from Abraham and Genesis and Moses, guess what? They're neither genetic nor spiritual nor historical descendants of the ancient Hebrews. And they're fully lockstep with the Jesuits, which are running the Vatican for 1,000 years plus. And the fact is that when they talk about infiltration, I guarantee you that if Trump came out with a full statement against, quote, the Jews, there would be no way he'd get elected. Now, the fact is, two of his children are married to Jews, and these are probably decent people. Most people don't realize, on a basic level, 98% of Muslims are decent, but they won't criticize other Muslims because it's against their own Muslim Sharia law.
And most Jews are very fine people.
Exactly, but the problem is, though, the rabbis and their core treatments, just as the...
They're used by the super tiny elite at the top.
Exactly, the tiny elite. Just like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, these people are monsters. They don't want innovative doctors like me. I went into medicine, and I did this at the foot of my grandfather's bed when I was working on my PhD in marine bacteriology, and I finished my research project in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor at age 21. And my grandfather had me in the hospital while he was getting part of his foot lopped off because he was a bad diabetic and he wouldn't stop eating candy because he's a candy maker at 13, and he was a very wealthy man. He owned a suite beside Frank Sinatra and went down to the Copacabana for 4 months every winter for years before the revolution in Cuba. So he's a wealthy, wealthy guy. Very innovative. I mean, he was all over the world to get diamonds and emeralds in South Africa and all over the place until the diabetes got him. And he was so tough he didn't die until he was 79. Okay? It gives you an idea how tough the guy was. But he asked me, he said, I beg you, I want you, my smartest grandson, I want you to go in and find the cause of diabetes. And when I started working with the head of pathology, Dr. Otto Hewen, you know what I got from my profession? I got treated with the most vile attitude of, we're going to pull your license for how dare you find these things and embarrass all of us. And I made many other discoveries, which I'm going to release this next year. A lot of the things that I discovered that the medical profession doesn't want you to know. But I'm not nice. For example, Nikola Tesla was nice. Raymond Rife was nice.
Yeah, he was.
These other doctors, these other people are nice. Guess what? Don't use the word nice and Dr. Deagle together. Nice means I'm going to lie to you or I'm going to put up with your garbage out there, including whether it's verbal or physical or abuse or death threats. If the government comes for me, Let's put it this way. Those boys that come for me better have a lot of body armor on, because I'm going to make a lot of them go and have an unscheduled appointment with Jesus. They need to realize that the reason why I'm still talking and doing things, whether it's to attack my own medical profession, who needs to smarten up. And there's good things they do, but they need to smarten up. The legal profession, the politicians. That's why Donald Trump, who's got a little touch of Asperger syndrome, and he's not a genius, but he's an amazing organizer, and he's going to get things done. I've been saying prayers like crazy to support Donald Trump, that he gets surrounded by the right people and not maniacs that'll steer him off in a direction that's going to wreck it. Now, today that convention starts. If we don't have Trump and have repentance in America, this is the end of America. If we have two more terms of Obama, in a.k.a. Hillary Rodham,
we can't afford it.
The country will not survive. The country will not survive. You'll see open revolt. You'll see race. Here's what will happen. Firstly, physically, the number of people that are actually out of the workforce, 95 million. The number of people on food stamps and other government support, 105 million. And if those programs stop because the country goes completely bankrupt, which could happen as early as this year, you're going to see race riots and other things. When people have no food stamps and they can't eat and they're hungry, you're going to see killing like you've never seen before. And the reason why they're attacking the police is they want to be able to have a full force race war in this country. They want Obama's legacy to be race war and class war in this country. This guy's a monster to deconstruct and destroy America.
Well, and the agenda may actually be to have a state of martial law and
they'll try it. Listen,
and the election. Yeah. I don't know.
I talked to my guys over at Pendleton, okay, which is right next door, because that's where I do my training for shooting. And I asked him, I said, what do you need guys to do? He said, look, we can park an armored personnel carrier on the freeways, I-15 and I-5, and we can do this and that and park somebody in front of the banks. But if they started trying to go and do killing sprees going through communities in here, guess what? They're going to die, because we're going to kill the buggers. If you think that they can't control the airport between Baghdad and the airport highway, do you think that with Americans, with our backbone and innovation, they're going to be able to suppress us? Not on your life. I can tell you, all my buddies that are in the military here, 100% will turn on the government like you wouldn't believe.
Let's talk for a brief second about a couple of these massacres of the police. In Dallas, of course, now the story is it was a lone gunman, of course.
Yeah, but they did something that I thought was unreasonable. They sent a bomb robot and blew him up rather than something like an anesthetic or something to knock him out and then find out who his Confederates are.
Well,
they blew him up.
There were four shooters.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
And there were four shooters, and they weren't using M-16s. They were using AK-74s.
Are you referring to Dallas or referring to Dallas or Baton Rouge?
I don't know about Baton Rouge. I'm talking about Dallas.
Dallas, okay. Dallas,
okay.
So they use advanced weapons.
The reason why that round is so important, and I've held that round with a 5.56, an M-16 round,
right,
side by side. It's smaller. The diameter of the bullet is just a little bit more narrow, but it's longer. I saw a YouTube video where there were four rounds they fired into a tree trunk. The 5.56, that is the M16, the 308, a 30-06, and the 5.45 round, which was invented by the Russians. They all went in several inches, but that nasty little 5.45 round went all the way through, and I said, whoa, baby. Now,
so, in other words,
they designed that round to penetrate body armor.
Right now, everyone knows it's a level 1, 2, or 3 body armor. Because here's what happens. The U.S. military gives our troops that go over to Afghanistan and Iraq level 1 body armor. How much do you think it costs for level 3 body armor that families have to buy for their sons or daughters, but mainly sons that are going over to these combat zones or your host? And $3,000 to $4,000.
Well, you need a ceramic plate front and back. The reason you do is, when you're taking a hit from such a high-velocity round, even if the Kevlar or whatever manages to stop a total penetration, the impact of that velocity can kill you.
It can break your ribs and puncture your lung is what you're saying.
Exactly. Now, but my point about the Dallas shooting is these were professionals. They had their egress routes and alternative routes pre-surveyed. They knew where to drop their weapons. They probably had a partial change of clothing, and they were in and out very quickly.
Well, it's similar to the guy Mateen, who was actually GS4.
This was not a lone gunman.
Well, look at the guy Mateen, who was massaged for 3 years by the FBI. He's a member of GS4. He did all kinds of things that should have pulled his ability to even work for GS4 on contract for the government or corporations. GS4 is a rename for Securicom. We handle all of the sites for 9/11. I mean, this has got fingerprints all over it. Again, of we call false
Baton
flag and government operations.
When they caught the one guy, there was a dragnet out for two additional people.
But you know what? We get ad hominem attacks from people. They want to turn to ad hominem attacks of, you're a nut, Bald Eagle. You're this. You're a conspiracy theorist, which, by the way,
hey, talking about all this was going to start going down, and it's going down.
I expect this week at this Cleveland convention, if they start a shooting game, it'll be these zombie terrorists from Black Lives Matter, or No Lives Matter is what they should call it, and these zombies from Soros that are going to disrupt the convention. That's what I expect.
Soros should be under international arrest warrant.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hold your breath and count to 10. feel the earth move, and then...
But, Tim, you mentioned on the break that you have so many stories now to put up, and, you know, I can tell you, I sense how we've stirred up what they call the spiritual realm, the darkness, when we unveil with a series of questions and facts. Again, remember, the way you convince people isn't necessarily to criticize them and call them stupid, is to get them, force them one way or another to ask better questions. And when you ask good questions, you say, who's running all this? Why would the Vatican support Islam and Chrislam? Why would the Pentalpha group of the cardinals...
Let me give you an example of why you're completely right, okay? A good buddy of mine is a science teacher, and he's a smart guy, but he makes the mistake of being just a die-wool Republican. In other words, the Bushes were pretty good, Obama's terrible, the Clintons are terrible, but the Bushes were pretty good. Now, okay, I finally got him in a logic trap, and he now agrees. I said, look, we were told for years that when the Republicans controlled both houses of Congress, even if Obama was there, you know, he can't spend a penny they don't approve and so forth, and they were going to clean things up. How's that working out? And, you know, it's not. I said, that's right.
Right.
So what's that mean? And well, you know, that they're all...
Why do you think that 2 days after, and I talked to Roger Stone, after Roger Stone's book on the Bush crime family, that... Jeb Bush, this monster Jeb Bush, part of the Bush crime family, the hillbillies when they go to Bohemian Grove, by the way, drops out of the race after spending $154 million on 58,000 attack ads on Donald Trump. I mean, come on, this guy, literally last week before the convention opens, he has the nerve to open up his yap when he signed an oath he's going to support the candidate, and Trump points it out, and they say the media tries to criticize Trump because he's pointing out that Jeb Bush violated his own oath. Are you kidding me? And the media, to me, has lost all respect. Anybody who watches regular media has got to understand.
Six corporations control 96% of the news media in America.
But
all those corporations are controlled by globalists and Zionists.
Let me explain things. I do not blame the corporations. I do not blame Obama. I do not blame George Soros. I do not blame the FBI. I do not blame Hillary Clinton. I blame the public for tolerating these people. I blame the gutless public who wants to attack messengers like us that are real leaders, who raise questions. Again, remember, you don't teach people by giving them the answers, pat answers. You teach them by asking questions to prove that their twisted and convoluted and self-serving logic is invalid and dangerous. And it's also not okay that other people vote for Hillary Clinton. It's not okay. When I've confronted relatives, friends, and other people who say, oh, how dare you assault us with your opinion, I said, do you realize how dangerous it is? What you're doing is going to guarantee, for example, that you'll not only have Brexit, but you'll have Texas. In the next 4 to 8 years, if Hillary gets in, you'll see Texas leave the Union and bring a whole lot of states, and the United States will be defunct. It'll cease to exist. You think that Hillary will be the last president? Guarantee it. If she gets elected, America will go to civil revolution and break up. That's a fact.
She's a monster.
She's a monster, and we'll be back in a moment with more. Hour 3, and we're talking about health issues. We'll also talk about many other things you need to know about in terms of how to get well again. And again, don't get supplements and help elsewhere. Come right to NutriMedical.com. We need your support during the summer months, too, to keep us on air and to keep on expanding. We're providing you with vital information you need to know and the best questions to solve world issues.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.